That's Fill in the Blank by Car Seat Headrest, the opening song on their 2016 album Teens of Denial. Frontman Will Toledo leads the driving guitar into an angry, sonically dense chorus where he sings, quote, "You have no right to be depressed. You haven't tried hard enough to like it. Haven't seen enough of this world yet, but it hurts," end quote. These lyrics ooze with teen angst. Melodramatic? Yes. True? Definitely. And it's something my 16-year-old self latched onto, struggling with trauma, as well as just the regular stressors of high school. Fill in the Blank, as well as songs like Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for Using Drugs with Friends but Says This Isn't a Problem, and the radio-popular Drunk Driver's Killer Whales, became songs I turned to regularly, and Teens of Denial quickly became something of a comfort album. At 20, I'm thankfully not struggling like I was at 16. But I come back to Teens of Denial from time to time, as well as newer comfort albums like SZA's Control and Faye Webster's I Know I'm Funny Haha. When I need them, they bring a sense of calm and consistency. In a word, they make me feel less blank. I figured others had comfort albums they'd want to talk about. I was right.
I think a comfort album in general is just some music that always sounds good. For me, music-wise, I tend to like almost phases of sorts, and I just kind of like tend to rotate through them. I think it, like, a comfort album is just like no matter what phase I'm in, almost, it just always sounds good. You feel good listening to it.
That's Jasmine Reef, McCormick sophomore. Like me, she has a handful of comfort albums, and she turns to different ones when she needs different things.
Last Young Renegades by All Time Low. That one just always hits different. Try Hard, it's by the band Camino. I think also probably Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Like, it's old, but like some of the songs like Pearl and stuff that like didn't really get heard on the radio. Yeah, I think I kind of pick things more based on like my mood. So like if I'm feeling kind of like sad, then it's the band Camino or All Time Low. If I'm just kind of like generally not feeling great, then it's more Katy Perry.
Reef said that when it comes to comfort music, it's all about a specific vibe. She likes to mix and match songs from her various comfort albums, creating more of a patchwork of comfort songs. Sam Keimweis, Weinberg sophomore, takes this approach even further with comfort playlists.
I have a list of sad songs that I listen to when I'm feeling sad and a list of happy songs that I listen to when I'm feeling sad but I want to feel happier. My happy songs playlist is Sing by Pentatonix, Don't It Feel Good by Home Free, I Feel Good by James Brown, you can sense a theme, Best Day of My Life, American Authors, Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day, Brave by Sarah Bareilles, and Perfect Day by Lady Antebellum. So kind of like a who's who of like upbeat songs. Taking over and hitting just right and low. Whoa. And don't it feel good? Yeah. Don't It Feel Good is just like the lyrics. First off, it's a really simple song, but then the lyrics also are very positive energy. So you're hearing the lyrics and the lyrics are telling you you're doing good, but it's also really clear and easy to follow. So you can actually internalize them. Whereas a lot of other happy songs, it gets so complicated, it's just music.
Keimweis explained that simplicity and emotion are what make a comfort song, more so than even lyrics. And while he's not obsessed with music,
I don't have a soundtrack to my life. I just have music that I listen to.
His comfort playlists help get him through any given day.
Those happy songs are really useful. I think the sad songs might be a little unhealthy. Like sometimes it's like, okay, let's just feel something. But the happy songs are really helpful just in terms of getting through like a hard day or something, just pushing forward.
It makes sense, like Reef and Keimweis say, that collections of songs or playlists can invoke a certain mood or a sense of comfort. But it seems a comfort album, a prepackaged, fixed collection of songs, is much rarer to find. For this, I turned to Nate Jayram, School of Comm sophomore and big music guy.
I feel like more often than not, somebody's comfort album isn't necessarily an album that they would say is perfect or like the greatest album they've ever listened to, but it's like an album that you think is good, but it's more important the emotional weight that it holds and the like emotions that it invokes in you. Like I think like two of my favorite comfort albums are In Between Dreams by Jack Johnson and Freudian by Daniel Caesar. And I wouldn't even say they're perfect albums, but it's just the overall, like, energy and, like, emotion that they have in them, that those are albums that I'll just, like, put on, and I'll just, next thing I know, I've listened to the whole thing. I can put it on and know, like, that it's gonna calm me down.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I could try for your heart.
For J-Rem, the sound and feel of the music is what makes a comfort album, especially a sense of nostalgia.
Sometimes I'll just get obsessed with an album for like a given like month and then listen to it on like repeat a bunch. So that's usually how I come to like find a new comfort album. There'll be like an album that I just like am really into at that time, and I'll listen to it a bunch, and I think that kind of builds this comfort album feeling, because then whenever I come back to that album months later, it reminds me of that specific time. Nostalgia is addictive no matter what it reminds you of.
So it seems comfort albums or playlists or songs are all about the feel. Maybe they remind you of a certain time in your life. Maybe they make you feel better when you feel bad.
My head sometimes feels like it's an out of control carousel, and like then like the comfort albums and comfort songs kind of like slow it down.
But the bottom line is that they're always there.
Music is just something that we put on to like score our lives. Like it's something that like nobody wants to walk do their little 10-minute walk to class every morning in complete silence. You put music on. And I think the importance of a comfort album is just that like it's like a sense of consistency. It's,
for WNUR News, I'm Allison Rauch.